With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spier. Wildlife managers on the Flathead Reservation are seeking information on two grizzly bear shootings in October and offering a reward for it. Nikki Willette reports.
The two female bears were found in mid-October. A federal investigation is ongoing. One was shot to death in a field in the Moise Valley. The other was reported injured north of St. Ignatius with a large, close-range birdshot wound on its face and later euthanized due to her injuries. Both bears were lactating at the time of death and may have had cubs or yearlings. Jermaine White is a spokesperson for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes Natural Resources Department.
These two grizzly bears and cubs are part of 17 grizzly bears that were lost to the reservation population this season. That's an extremely high amount, and it's a loss greater than we can bear.
A record number of grizzly bears have died this year in northwest Montana. Grizzly bears in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem, which spans the Flathead Reservation and Glacier National Park, remain protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act. The Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are seeking information on both shootings. Tips can be reported anonymously to the tribes and the service. A reward of up to $3,000 is available for information that leads to an arrest or conviction. I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.
Authorities in western Montana have released the names of two commercial truck drivers who died after a series of collisions on icy Interstate 90. Mineral County officials say 32-year-old Jatinder Paul Singh of Delta, British Columbia, died when his semi crashed into other wrecked semis early Wednesday. Another man, 30-year-old William Varesco of Moses Lake, Washington, died when he got out of his wrecked semi and fell to his death after jumping over a guardrail to avoid oncoming traffic.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Supporters of more advanced brakes on trains hauling explosive fuels are pushing back against a Trump administration decision to scrap their mandatory use, following the revelation that derailment risks were miscalculated. A senior advisor to Washington Governor Jay Inslee said today that federal officials should reconsider the safety advantages of electronic brakes after the Associated Press found some benefits were ignored. Railroads were required to begin installing the brakes under a 2015 rule prompted by a string of fiery derailments involving oil and ethanol shipments. The AP found that when the Trump administration killed the rule in September, it omitted up to $117 million in potential reduced damages from using the brakes. Department of Transportation officials acknowledged the error but said it was unintentional and that it does not affect the repeal. Officials in southwestern Montana have released the names of two 37-year-old Helena residents who died in a murder-suicide during a birthday party. The Lewis and Clark County coroner said today that Russell Roman and his estranged wife, Rebecca White Roman, died of gunshot wounds Tuesday night. Police say Russell Roman drew a gun at a birthday party, followed 37-year-old White Roman out of her house, and shot her in the front yard before turning the gun on himself. Environmental groups have filed notice they'll sue the U.S. government for letting hunters use bait to lure bears in national forests in Wyoming and Idaho. Hunters often lure black bears with bait, including livestock parts. Forest officials declined to comment. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Department of Justice will decide by tomorrow whether to appeal a court ruling that keeps Yellowstone area grizzly bears on the endangered species list. In September, a federal judge in Missoula overturned Fish and Wildlife's summer 2017 decision to remove Endangered Species Act protections for the animals. The state of Wyoming and four hunting organizations have already appealed as interveners in the case, but an appeal by Fish and Wildlife could make the case more likely to be heard by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. District Judge Dana Christensen's decision to block delisting of Yellowstone area grizzlies followed nearly a month of restraining orders on what would have been the first grizzly hunts in lower 48 states in decades, scheduled in Wyoming and Idaho. Christensen said the government didn't adequately take into account the effect delisting would have on other populations of grizzlies, connectivity between those populations, and possible incongruities in grizzly numbers using a new method of counting bears. The decision also derailed Fish and Wildlife's plan to assess delisting for glacier area grizzlies by the end of the year. Fish and Wildlife and the Department of Justice technically have until Christmas Eve to decide whether to appeal, but that day is a federal holiday, so officials hope to finalize their decision by the end of the week. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.